Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thousands of nail salons in California have just gotten some good news. They'll be allowed to reopen under revised state rules. But for more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Mateer. Phil, the big but, of course, is that all 58 counties have the right to decide how they want to do this.
That's right. And as they say, the devil is in the details. But in this case, it's the opening that's in the details. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I passed a nail salon yesterday in San Francisco and appeared to be open and operating. Now, before, remember, they could have done it on the sidewalk, and now they're moving inside. So some of this has to do with what the counties have in mind, but a lot of it also has to do with enforcement as well. It's been an interesting transition. This is the latest one, and it's been part of a tug of war that we've seen since day one. I mean, early on, nail salons, barbershops, and certain places like that were ordered closed. And from the get-go, the owners and were saying, look, we practice really safe health things. We can do this. We can do this. And they were going locally and on the state level saying that. But the state was going, no, 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 no. And the question was the state doing that in the local because of health concerns within the shop, or they just didn't want us out going to those places? It was that they didn't want us going out to those places. And now that that's sort of passed, we are out and about. Now they're saying, okay, let's go.
You know, Phil, I can tell you the inbox for our Ask an Expert segment has had so many emails around this issue because of the economic disruption. I mean, you have thousands of these nail salons. The number of people who work there are often not making a lot of money and just slammed by the economics of this.
Yeah, and I don't think it's any coincidence that what we're seeing with some of this reopening, as much as they want to say it's all health generated and statistically and data driven, it's coming along parallel with the federal bailout money, you know, that the money that's kept a lot of these businesses and employees, you know, afloat. As that runs out, it becomes more and more of a harsh reality. Which way are we going to go in this? So, yeah, Stan, there is the economic part of that, and that's we're seeing that as well. We're also seeing the question like, okay, if you open, how much can you open, and will people come in? For example, hotels in the Bay Area, San Francisco, they're being allowed to reopen. And big ones are, like the Fairmont, they are reopening, but they don't have people because, you know, the tourist industry pretty much cratered over the summer. And, you know, the same thing with offices and other things. So we're going to see when they open it, how they open it, and the economics of it. But there is also the big question, how many people are actually going to use it compared to before?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.